Blog Talk Radio.
Bless the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. He's worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Shout glory. But we're here to magnify the Lord, to make him bigger, make him larger than anything that's going on. He is worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. Let's put your hands together. Hallelujah. Yeah. Oh yeah. Come on, sing.
We would like to welcome you to the Breakthrough Broadcast.
We are broadcasting live from the bold and beautiful city of Jacksonville, Florida, where God will always get the honor and where God will always get the praise. The word of God says, if I be lifted up, he said that he will draw all men, not some men, but he will draw all men unto him. Yes, you are listening to the Breakthrough Broadcast. We're so happy to have you with us on today. And to God be the glory for the great and the mighty things that he is about to do on this broadcast. Our topic of the day will be God's promise of a righteous Lord. And we want you to know today that you're in for a blessing. Where the Lord is, there is blessing. Where the Lord is, there is healing. Where the Lord is, there is contentment. Where the Lord is, there is faith. Where the Lord is, there is peace. Where the Lord is, there is joy. And today we're getting ready to go before the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, we praise you, we thank you, we glorify your name, we lift your name up high. We give you all of the glory, God. God, we just thank you, Father, for being a mind fixer and a heart regulator. We thank you, God, for being an establisher of faith and power. We thank you, God, for being the true and the living God. We thank you, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, for bringing us this for by faith. We thank you, God, that you are God and that you're God all by yourself. God, we pray even now, God, as we pray, as we reach out into our radio audience, God, that souls will be saved. God, that lives will be changed. God, that someone will hear. And God, that faith, God, will go to that next level. God, we pray right now in the name of Jesus, God, that deliverer, God, will be manifested. God, we lift you up on this day. God, that you, Lord God, will be glorified. God, that you will be praised. God, you are our Alpha and Omega. God, you are the beginning and the end. God, you are the first and the last. You are the true and the living God. God, we proclaim today, God, that you have all power in your hand. God, you're able, God, to do exceedingly, abundantly above all that we ask of things. Father, we ask thee today, God, to have your way. God, we thank God for every ear that will be hearing this word of God. God, we thank you for every panelist, God, that's on this panel, God, on today. Lord, let it be a mighty change. God, let it be, Father God, that your word, God, will go forth like never before. And this we thank you and we praise your name. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Yes, you are listening to the Breakthrough Broadcast, and we are broadcasting live from the city of Jacksonville, Florida. And today, our topic again is God's promise of a righteous Lord. We would like to take this opportunity to introduce to you our panelists on the Breakthrough Broadcast. They are as following: Miss Helen Hooper, Evangelist Geraldine Spencer, Pastor Gladys Sampson, and Pastor Mary Wilson. We thank God for the women of God that God has sent, that God has ordained to speak forth the unadulterated, uncompromising word of God that's able to bring deliverance, that's able to set the captives free. I am your host, Dr. Mary Smith McCoy, and we want you to know that the joy of the Lord is your strength. Let you know that you have tuned in to the right station so that you can hear from God. We want to share with you our key verse today. It is, "For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulders, and his name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. And that is taken from Isaiah, the 9th chapter and the 6th verse. Yes, we are excited about what God is about to do. We're getting ready and we won't delay. We're getting ready to go into the first phase, first topic of our broadcast. And it is, our topic will be that subtopic, a time of joy and peace. And joy, God, light, and blessing. We would like to take this opportunity to welcome Miss Helen Cooper to the Breakthrough broadcast.
Thank you, Dr. McCoy, and thank you to our listeners that have tuned in, our panelists, our Breakthrough family. Hello, and God bless you. And I'm going to be coming from Isaiah, the ninth chapter, 2nd through the 4th verse, and it's enjoying God's light and blessing. And it says in verse 2, the people that walked in darkness have seen a great light. They have dwelt in the land of the shadow of death. Upon them hath the light shined. Verse 3, thou hast multiplied the nation and not increased the joy. They joy before thee according to the joy in harvest, and as men rejoice when they divide the spoil. For thou hast broken the yoke of his burden and the staff of his shoulder and the rod of his oppressors, as in the day of Midian. And in this chapter 9, verse 2, we see here that God is sending a message to his people through his prophet Isaiah. And he's basically telling them that God is going to restore them. They are going to have joy in the time where they think it's just going to last, because they right now they're oppressed. They're depressed because their enemies have got them and really in captivity, because they're just under this oppression. And God sent him to tell his people that he is going to bring them out. And we see here in the second verse where he says, the people that walked in darkness. And if you pay attention to that verse, it says walked is past tense. So Isaiah is telling the people, just like it already happened, because he is so sure of God's word, he is so sure what God is going to do for them, he's telling them, the people that walked in darkness, God is going to bring them out, and there's going to be a brighter day. And he's speaking in the first and the third and the fourth verse. He's telling them that they are going to enjoy God's light, speaking of his son. He's speaking of the coming of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. He's speaking of that to come, the Prince of Peace, the Lord of Lords. He's speaking of that child that God has promised, like the text said, the child that is born into it. He's speaking of the coming of the Lord. He's speaking of that light and how they're going to see that light and how they're going to walk in that light and how he's going to just make everything okay. He's going to bring everything back so they will be happy again, because right now they're oppressed, they're depressed, their enemies are all around them. I mean, they have been attacked on every side through war and things, and right now they're in a place where they can't see hardly their way out, because they think it's going to be this way always. But God sent him to tell them that there is going to come a light, and they are going to be partakers of that light, and that light is Jesus Christ. As we read on and as we get into the message today, he is talking about the coming of the Lord, the coming. God is going to send his light. He's going to send his son, and all of this is going to make sense after a while. He's going to bring them out of that oppression, and he is going to align them up with what his word says. And when he says that thou hast multiplied the nations, because he made that promise to Abraham way back in Genesis. I think it's Genesis 17. If you turn back there, he made a promise to Abraham that he was going to multiply. Of course, we know he was going to multiply his people. He would be the father of many nations. And we see here he has multiplied the nations. So he kept his word and not increased the joy, because they are under their oppressors. They are under rule. Syria, the Syrians are all around them. They're attacking them on every hand. But God is going to bring them out. The Syrians want to plan to set up their own kingdom and put their own king there. And by doing that, they had just oppressed them to the point where they didn't hardly have any more joy. They didn't have any, there was nothing to be happy about. There was nothing to have joy about. But Isaiah came and spoke the word of God and said, he has already, like it had already happened, believe that God is going to do it. He is going to send the light, and you're going to enjoy his blessings. He says in verse 4, for thou hast broken the yoke of his burden, meaning he had already done it. Isaiah was speaking in past tense again there, like God had already done it, because the word of God is true. If God said it, it will be so. If God told it, if it came from the throne, we know we have to believe in what God says. And Isaiah is speaking in past tense here. This hasn't even happened yet, but he is speaking in past tense, saying that for them to believe in God, and he is going to do it. He is going to bring them out. He is going to have, there's going to be joy in Israel again. He's going to make their enemies their footstools. He is going to bring them to the forefront. He's going to send his son. He's going to send the light, and they will enjoy life again. There will be life there again. He was just speaking that God is able to do this. God will do this. So we see here he's sending the word of God, and he's setting up Israel, telling Israel there will be joy again. God is going to put your enemies to rest. So for them to be happy and rejoice, because God is getting ready to do something for them. Like I said, he speaks in past tense. It hadn't happened yet, but he is getting them ready for something. God is going to, he's going to restore. They're not going to be oppressed and depressed like they are now. There is going to be joy coming. And as we know, the Son of God, God Jesus, came to save us all. We all have that. We all have the promise of of God to have for a righteous Lord. He is our righteous Lord. He is our Prince of Peace. He is, you know, our Father. And today we can believe that whatever he says that he will do. We believe on his word, and we still look to him to this day. He is our righteous Lord, and righteous meaning he is our justifiable God. He's virtuous. He's everything. He's our moral. He's upright. And in a nutshell, righteous just means his justice. He's justifiable. He is a just God. That's our righteous Lord, and that's what Isaiah is saying here, that their yoke is going to be broken, and that rod of the oppressor, you know, it's going to go like as in the day of Midian. He is going to he's going to do away with all that. So that loom and gloom that you feel, that depression and that oppression, just look to God and pour out your heart to God. And that's what Isaiah is telling the people here. There will be joy in Israel again. It will be restored. It will be great joy in Israel again. So here we see Isaiah telling them of the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. And that's what he's saying early on in chapter 9. Thank you. And back to Dr. McCoy.
Thank you, Ms. Hooper. We thank God for the word of God, how inspiring. How we thank God when we think about the word of God, when we listen to the word of God, there is a change will happen in our lives when we can hear truth, when we can know that God, the word of God said he will never leave us. He said that he will never forsake us. I know, even as Ms. Hu was telling us about the oppression of the people, how they were oppressed, how they were depressed. These same people, you know, they were in sin. That's why God allowed them to be invaded. They was in darkness. But God let them know that it was born through the prophet. It was born to be a brighter day. It won't be a day of gloom. It won't be that gloom will be moved. Sometimes we're in despair. Sometimes it is a day it seems like a gloom. But when we can look to God, who's the author and the finisher of our faith, when we can look to God, who is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask of things, when we look at that text, when we look at the golden text, when we look at the key verse in today, it really blesses me, because it tells us that unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, that giving us hope right now, and the hope shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful. I thank God, because he is a wonderful God. I thank God that he is a wonder. I thank God that he does great things. He is extraordinary. He is one to be admired. He is unmarable. He is astounded. He is everything. He is unusual. So when I think of God, he is not to be really compared to anybody else. God, he is God alone. As we say today, he is
in man, but in God. Sometimes the people, even at this time, they trust us in idolatry. They trust us in everything but in God. You know, God is a jealous God. So here, sometimes when we go in captivity, when we go into places that we don't want to be in, more than sometimes, just like the Israelites, they disobeyed God. They was not thankful. They didn't live right sometimes. Yes, I know that they were the people of God, but you know, we're going to have to trust God and believe God. Sometimes get in situations because we're not obeying God. We're not standing on truth. We're not living true. Yes, but we have to remember that the word of God said that he'll never leave us or forsake us. Yes, I know that there's sometimes God will cause us to go through some testing time. Yes, sometimes it'll cause some lie, sometimes sickness in the body because of our disobedience unto him. But I thank God as a woman of God, Miss Helen Hoover, has she enlightened us and telling us about a time of joy and a time of peace. God was giving them some hope. Don't you know the day that Jesus Christ, he is the hope of glory. Somebody out there need to call somebody. Tell them that the breakthrough broadcast is on the air. If they need some hope, they need some peace, they need some joy, they need to tune in. They need to hear the word of God. They need to hear the women of God as they break for, as they give increase, as they give knowledge, as they give wisdom today, even right now in the name of Jesus. We're getting ready. I'm getting stirred up. We're getting ready to move on. We're getting ready to hear from our next panelist. Our next panelist, we would like to let you know that she is ready, and she is going to be talking about feasting from wall, which is from Isaiah 9 and 5. We're going to get ready to introduce to you Evangelist Geraldine Spencer as she come give us some insight on the Word of God. Evangelist Spencer.
And praise the Lord. Amen. To the Breakthrough Broadcast and Dr. McCoy and the panelists, I'm going to be reading to you Isaiah chapter 9, verse 5. For every battle of the warrior with confused noise and garments rolled in blood, but this shall be with burning and fuel of fire. Amen. And here we see that, and amen, just like, amen, Sister Helen was talking about, and amen, how the oppression, all of that would be taken away. And here in verse 5, God was letting them know that the Lord's final victory over his enemies will usher in a permanent peace, will take you, you know, into that place of, amen, peace, and peace that surpasses all understanding, no matter what's going on and what's taking place and how even in today, you know, things get to coming at you and get to going on. People get to saying this to you and saying that to you, and amen, and how, in other words, God is saying that it will be, amen, amen, fuel for the fire. And we know that, in other words, for a fire to take place, it has to have something to fuel on. It has to have something to, amen, to make it burn, to keep it burning, whether it be, amen, wood, whether it be kerosene, amen, whatever, yeah, it will be, it has to be, amen, fuel, in other words, to keep it going on. And hearing God was letting us know that, amen, it's the time, in other words, of ceasing from war, amen, and that he, amen, is going to take care of it. And what will happen, and he's stressing here also and showing us what will happen, amen, to the equipment of warfare, amen, that it will become, amen, fuel for the fire. And we all know that, in other words, for a fire to burn, it has to have fuel. And you know, taking those circumstances and situations, they only, in other words, to make you stronger in the Lord, to make you, amen, to see his hand moving and directing you in your life, you're trusting in the Lord more and more and depending on God, amen, how that would be fuel. Amen, for the fire. Remember, what's coming against you and what's going on, amen, it's nothing but the fuel for the fire, amen, and to get you to that place where God has for you. Amen. Back to you, Dr. McCoy.
Thank you,
Thank you, Evangelist Spencer, for giving us that insight into ceasing of the wall, Isaiah 9 and 5. Two for the five. That permanent peace. I thank God when I think about peace, I think about Jesus Christ, I think about that God would give us that perfect peace. Somebody needed to have that peace. Those people there needed to have peace. They were struggling with different things, but there's going to come a day that we're going to have that permanent peace. If we want to have peace at this day, at this time, we need to keep our minds stayed upon Jesus Christ. He said that he'll keep us in perfect peace whose mind that is stayed upon him. When our mind is stayed upon him, then we're going to do the things of God. We're going to let God lead, God, and direct us. We're going to let God have victory over our lives. We're going to trust in him to orchestrate our way. So we thank God for the woman of God. We thank God for Evangelist Spencer as she blessed us on today. We're getting ready for our third topic, which is a perfect ruler. And that is taken from Isaiah 9, 6, and 7. And we just thank the Lord today for our next panelist that's going to be coming to us. We just want to welcome to the Breakthrough Broadcast, Pastor Gladys Sampson.
Corey, and to all our listening audience today, we do thank God, amen, for being able to hear the word of God being so blessed. And it's just been a blessing to me just to hear the women of God this evening. But from mine, perspective, amen, this evening from Isaiah 9, 6, and 7, and it says this, "For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulders, and his name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. The increase of his government and peace, there shall be no end upon the throne of David and upon his kingdom, to honor it and to establish it with judgment and with justice from henceforth, even forever. The zeal of the Lord of hosts will perform this." We thank God, amen, this evening because he said in his word that a child was going to be born, and we know that child was Jesus himself. And Isaiah looked and prophesied of this happening in the future. And we thank God today that we can say that that did happen because of that reason today we are saved and we are blessed. And the other thing he said, "And his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor." And he said, "Counselor, the Mighty God." And, you know, today we can truly say within ourselves that we can go to God about anything in our life today, and he will comfort us. He will counsel us concerning the work that he has blessed us to enjoy today as we work in the ministry of the gospel and to go out and do good work concerning people's souls and causing people to be delivered and set free from sin. And, you know, I thank God today that he is our counselor. He is our mighty God. He is our Prince of Peace. Amen. He's the one that giveth peace and joy and happiness in the midst of confusion sometimes. Sometimes in every situation of challenges, God give us peace. He gives us the peace so that we'll be able to think right. We'll be able to have the mind of Christ, that we may see things in a very objective stage, different from what man would see it. But God has given us that peace. And because he is the praise God, the Prince of Peace, because he is the Rose of Sharon, because he is the Lily of the Valley. Praise God. I'm sorry, I'm outside and it's lightning, but I'm going back inside. And so as we look at this, when I look at this, I can see that this is where God is speaking so beautiful to us concerning his word, concerning he's the everlasting Father. And because he is an everlasting Father, there is no end to his love and his mercy for us. Even though there are times that when we get into a place and into a position that the enemy has tried to bring us to a state of I would say, brokenness, we find that he's a Father that loves us in spite of. The Bible said he loved Israel with an everlasting love. And then he said, with loving kindness have I drawn thee. And so when we look at this, we think about the promise of the a righteous Lord. He promised that he would deliver us. He promised that he would heal us. He promised that he would set us free. Amen. And so we thank God today because God gave us this. He gave us his only begotten Son that we might have eternal life. And then he talked about the increase of his government and the peace there shall be no end. There's no end to the peace of God, because when God gives you peace, I said earlier that even in the midst of confusion, we will find that we have the peace of God. And when you know that you're living in a righteous way, then you find the peace because you're not trying to cause any error, or you're not trying to cause any disturbance, you're not trying to cause any division. And that peace that God gives you, that even when the enemy tried to bring about a spirit of confusion, you find yourself being able to be at peace. And I thank God today for that, because we're in the kingdom of God. And in that kingdom, praise God, there is no end to the love and the peace that God has set aside, praise God, through his Son Jesus Christ, just for the saints of God. And so I thank God today for that. And I pray the blessing of God upon the people of God today. And I just ask you all to continue to pray for me, that God will continue to bless me in his word. And then I'll continue, praise God, to keep and abide by his word, so that the zeal of the Lord of hosts will be performed, not only in my life, but also in the life of the people of God. God bless you. Back to you, Dr. McCoy.
Thank you, Pastor Sampson. We thank God for what God has used her to give, to give people of God, men and women, boys and girls. It's time for us to hear ye the word of the Lord. It's time for us to know God. The only way that we can know him, only way we can appreciate him, only way that we can have confidence in him, the only way we can have faith in him, the only way we can rely on him, and is by the word of God, to get to know him, spending some time with him. Bible said, faith comes by hearing, hear it by the word of God. Word of God say to study to show thyself approved unto God. Workman of God need not be ashamed, rightly by the word of truth. We are the rightly abiding the word of truth. The women of God today is rightly abiding the word of truth. Yes, you have heard Miss Helen Hoover. She talked about a time of joy and peace. She talked about enjoying God, life, and his blessing. And then the woman of God came on, Evangelist Geraldine Spencer, and she talked about ceasing from walls. And then we just heard Pastor, as she came, Pastor Gladys Sampson, and she talked about a perfect ruler, which is taken from Isaiah 9 chapter 6. And that seventh birth. At this time, we're getting ready to hear from the woman of God as she comes, and she's going to talk about God's sovereignty, which is coming from Isaiah, the 9th chapter, and that seventh birth. We take pleasure and honor to welcome Pastor Mary Wilson to the Breakthrough Broadcast. Pastor Wilson.
God bless you, Dr. McCoy, and the listeners, and to the panelists. I will be coming from Isaiah 9. I have verse 7, and I'll read it. It goes as following: of the increase of his government and peace, there shall be no end, upon the throne of David and upon his kingdom, to order it and to establish it with judgment and with justice, from henceforth even forever. The zeal of the Lord of hosts perform this. My topic is God's promise of a righteous Lord. When I thought about this scripture, certainly thought about the word government. thought about the word sovereignty and what they both mean. Today, when we think of government, we certainly look at our government here. They establish laws. They establish decrees. And so God is promising that he's sending a son, a righteous Lord, to establish order, to establish and put back right what man had certainly messed up through sin. So now God is promising, as his people are struggling, he's making a promise that even though they're in the midst of struggle, I will birth a son, I will birth something that will come and establish governmental order back to the way it is supposed to be. So he's making a promise that even though the people are in the midst of bondage, even though that they're in the midst of sin and they have turned their back on God once again, God is so sovereign, and he's so omnipotent, he's so all-knowing, that he then is making a promise. Even though that they're messing up, he's going to send a son to establish order with them once again. And I love it because he said there shall be no end to this government. Because the government we know, you know, we go to vote every so often, and we always see government changing. We see the changing of presidents, mayors, sheriffs. But this governmental order that God establishes, there will never be an end. There will never be an end to the sovereignty, to the rulership of this king. And I love it. And he said, and of the peace there shall be no end. So he's saying once the blood is shed, the blood of Jesus Christ is shed, there shall be peace that never ends. So no matter what we're struggling with, no matter what they were going to, there is a promise of peace no matter what, and it will never, ever end. And then he talks about a promise of David, connecting Jesus to the lineage of David, which puts him in the kingly lineup, not only in the spiritual but in the natural as well. I love it because God connects, yes, this is my son from the heavens, but I'm going to show you not only is he a king in the heavenlies, he's also a king in the earth realm. And he says upon his kingdom, he's going to order, he's going to put it back right, he's going to establish it, he's going to prove it, build it with his judgment and justice from henceforth forever. And I love that word forever because that means eternity. And he says the increase of his government, which means as the kingdom of God expands, as we do kingdom work, which means as we are witnessing, as we are drawing lost souls unto Jesus Christ, the government continually increases. The government of Jesus Christ, it increases as the kingdom expands. So does his government increase. So does his authority. So does his rulership. Because now as we expand the kingdom on the earth realm, now the government of Jesus, the rulership of Jesus and connecting us back to the Father, it begins to expand. So I love that as well. And then he says, the zeal of the Lord of hosts will perform this. This is a promise. It is going to happen. The word of the Lord is so, he seals it with saying it will be performed. So that's a promise that he made to them, and we have seen the promise fulfilled, which we know God cannot lie. And I love it because God establishes, he speaks something, and then he proves it to us that, yes, I spoke it, and it's already happened, and now we see the manifestation of the righteous Lord, of the sovereignty of God through Jesus Christ now on the earth realm. He came, he did his work, and now he's back in the heavens doing even more greater work as we are drawing the law unto Jesus Christ. So the sovereignty of God, the rulership of God will never end. The rulership of Christ will never end as we do the work that we are supposed to do. Back to you, Dr. McCoy. Thank you.
Thank you, Pastor Wilson. We thank God for the woman of God as she has blessed us on today, telling us about the sovereignty of God, talking to us about God himself. I thank God that God is sovereign. I thank God that he is God all by himself. I thank God how he expands. She was talking about expanding the kingdom, being expanded. She's talking about his rulership and also how God
will be performed. I thank God she even told us about the natural government, those that are in office, the president, the governor, all of them. But we talk about even a greater than the president, greater than the mayor, greater than the government as it should be, the city council, and anything else that has been established. But we thank God for our mighty Redeemer. We thank God for redeeming us, for redeeming mankind. We thank God that He is God. He is our everlasting Father. I thank God that He is one that will never come to an end. Remember we were talking about the Alpha and Omega. He is the Alpha. He is the Omega. He is the beginning and the end. He is for always. His word is always lasting because He is our God that endure forever. I thank God we is that will be forever. He is eternal. I thank God that He is durable. I thank God that He is everything that we can even think of more than what we can think about. Sometimes in our finite mind, we try to give God and thank God for who He is, but you know, there's so many other things that describe God and to give God to describe Him, but yet He is so like almost indescribable because of who He is. We can introduce people, we can tell them about who they are and some of the things that they tell us and whatnot, but when we begin to talk about Jesus, He is more than even we can imagine. He is more than what we think or what we say, but I thank God that God has given us that within a man that we can just say thank you, Jesus, and we can call Him and make it personal that He is our Prince of Peace. He is our mighty God. He is our everlasting Father. He is our Prince of Peace. He is everything to us. And we just want to thank God today because God's word will never change. The word of God for heaven and earth may pass away, but not one shot of His word will fail. So here, as you have heard the word of God, they give you something that you can stand on, something that you can be sure of, that the word of God does not change. See, what we're trying to do today is to get you to know the sovereignty of God, to let you know that you can depend on Him. There are people in the word of God that they had to depend upon Him. Yet sometimes they got out of the way. Sometimes they got in the way. Sometimes they did cruel things. Sometimes they forgot about God. Sometimes they got saved, and the next time they wasn't saved. But I'm telling you today that God that we serve, He is able to keep you even when you make mistakes, even when you're in your sin, even when you are in your transgression. God is able to save you and deliver you. He is able to make you free. Somebody need to know that God is able to make them free. They may be in shackles. You may feel like you're in shackles today. You may feel like your heart is being troubled. You may feel like your mind is not at peace. But I want you to know today, our message is due today, that God promised a righteous Lord. He is here. Remember, He died on the cross. The word of God tells us in John 3:16, word of God says, but God so loved the world that He gave, that's you, He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever, that's you, whosoever believeth in Him shall not perish, that's you, that's me, that's you, should not perish, but have everlasting life. So we want you to know today that if you're not saved, if you don't know Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, if you have not said yes to God's will and yes to His way, then this is the day here on the Breakthrough Broadcast. Somebody's going to get a breakthrough today. Somebody's going to hear the word of God. I don't know what city you may be in, whether you are in California, whether you are in Texas, whether you are in Colorado, on the other side of the world. But I do want you to know that Jesus sees you, that Jesus cares about you, and that God wants to save you. He came to set the captive free. Somebody seems to be a captive today. Somebody in bondage. But I do want you to know that God, He want to make you free. He want to make your mind free. He want to set your mind free. He want you may be, but I want you to know that God is in love with you. He don't love the sin, but he loves you. He wants you to be free. The word of God says, whom the Son has made free is free indeed. If you want to be free today, if you want to know Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, if you want him to come in your heart, I want you to know today that the word of God says that we all have sin and come short of the glory of God. But the word of God says, but God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. That's what he did. He gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish. You have a way of escape. You don't have to perish. You don't have to spend eternity in hell. You can spend eternity in heaven. All you need to do, the Bible says, if we confess with our mouth the Lord Jesus, believe in our heart that God raised him from the dead, the word of God says that you shall be saved. And it is for all of us. All of us on this broadcast, we have lived a life of sin. The Bible says we were all sinners, but we were saved by grace. I believe that everybody that professed in salvation today, they were sinners. I don't care who they may be, what title they have, whether they can be CEO of a company, director, whoever you may be, master degree, doctoral degree, doesn't matter. But if the heart has lined up with God, if you have said, God, forgive me for my sin, to come into my heart, God wants you to know that you can be saved. You may have been shacking up on last night. You may have been committing fornication. You may have been in adultery. You may have been a hooker. You may have been a homemonger. I don't know what you were, but all sin is sin. You may have been a liar, but I want you to know that Jesus wants to save you. You may say, well, Dr. McCoy, I haven't done any of those things, but yet you are a transgressor. You have to say yes to God for you. Yes, do his way. We're getting ready right now to go before the throne of grace. We're going to ask Miss Helen Hoover to give the invitation on the day for those that have not said yes to God's will and yes to his way. We want her to be able to pray for you. And when you pray, believe God, God is going to save you. Don't matter the color, don't matter the culture, it does not matter. You can be black, you can be white, you can be yellow, you can be red, whatever, whoever you are, God wants to save you and he wants to deliver you. Miss Helen Hoover.
Thanks, Father. Coming to you as humble as we know how, Father. Father, we pray right now for our listeners, for our listening audience, Father God. I ask you, Father God, to go to where we can, where prayer can go, but we can't go. Father God, we ask you right now to draw in every mind, every heart, every listening ear, Father God, those who are not saved, Father God. Ask you to draw them right now unto you, Father God. Prick their heart, Father God, and give them a mind and a mind just to serve you, Father God. As they hear the word, as they have heard the word of God today, Father God, we ask that you go into their hearts, go into their minds, Father God. Shake their spirits, Jesus. We ask that we draw to you, Father God, as the word goes out. Father God, we come to you and ask you to save those right now, Father God, that are not saved, Father God. If they know, Father God, if they believe, Father God, that you sent your Son, Jesus Christ, Father God, I ask you to just come into their lives right now, Father God. And those listeners, just repeat after me this. Ask God to come into your heart, come into your life to save you, Father, to forgive you for your sins. If you believe that God, that Jesus Christ is the Son of the living God, and he died for your sins, ask God to come into your life right now to make you a new creature, to forgive you for your sins, and for you to live for him right now. Father God, we ask that you draw every listening ear, Father God. We ask that you go all through the radio waves, Father God, whatever city, whatever town, wherever they're listening, Father God, ask you to get all into the radio waves, Father God. We ask that you to go to those and just give them a mind and a heart to serve you and want to serve you and to be saved on today, to know that you're the living God, and anything that they need and they ask of you, that you will do it, Father God. Ask you that you save right now, that you set free right now, Father God, that you go, and Father God, and that you answer each of those petitions that they have before you, Father God. Actually, that you send your men and your women of God, Father God, to them who are lost, Father God, who will not venture up into the churches, who will not go and sit in the churches every Sunday and whenever, Father God. I ask you to send your men and women, to send your angels, Father God, just to nudge them to go in the right direction. Send your men, send your women, Father God, to them, to draw them. You said we go out into the hedges and the highways, Father God. I ask you to put your men and women of God on the hedges and the highways, Father God. They will go out and they will compel them to come, Father God, that they will be catalysts, Father God, for those people, for your people to be saved, Father God. And as we pray this prayer, Father God, we know that someone out there in the listening audience has accepted you as their personal Savior, Father God, that they will find a church home, Father God, that will build them and they will nourish them and nurture them to what you would have them to be, Father God. We ask that you do this in the name of the Father, the Son, and the blessed Holy Ghost, Father God. We count it done right now today in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Amen. We thank God for Ms. Helen Hoover as she prayed and gave the invitation for salvation. At this time, we're going to ask Pastor Mary Wilson to pray for all of you out there. You may have sickness and infirmity in your body. We want you, may be symptomatic, whatever it may be. We're going to ask the Word of God to send forth that prayer for your healing and for your deliverance. At this time, we're going to Pastor Mary Wilson.
Father, in the name of Jesus, we ask now that you would heal and deliver, O God. God, your word declares by your stripes we are healed, O God. So, God, nothing is too great for you, Father. So in the name of Jesus, Lord God, we ask that you heal every sickness, God, hypertension, cancer, diabetes, glaucoma, God. We understand and know that nothing is too great for you, Father. So in the name of Jesus, heal every person, O God, that's under the sound of my voice, O God. Heal their bodies, O God. God, but more than their bodies, God, heal their minds, O God. For we understand so many, O God, are struggling with emotional issues, Father. So in the name of Jesus, we ask that you heal their minds, oh God. Heal schizophrenia, oh God. Heal double-mindedness, oh God. God, touch now in the name of Jesus. Oh God, destroy the hand of the enemy, God, over your people, oh God, and deliver them, Father, in the name of Jesus, oh God. God, your word declares that you, God, sent your son to set the captives free, oh God. So in the name of Jesus, oh God, set them free from every band of wickedness, oh God, that has held them bound, Father, in the name of Jesus, oh God. God, we ask that you do a mighty work in them, oh God. We ask that you touch them, oh God. God, in the Bible, we saw healing after healing after healing, oh God. God, your word declares that so many were healed by their faith, oh God. So, God, we pray now for an increase of faith, oh God, that your people can believe that you can do anything, oh God, that nothing is too great for you, oh God. God, even when the doctor says terminal, oh God, you have the ability to speak life and to shift a situation, oh God, as what you did with Hezekiah, Father. So, in the name of Jesus, heal now, Father. Heal across this nation, God. Heal across this land, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God, and deliver your people, oh God, who are bound, oh God, who the enemy has set snares and traps for, God. Deliver them now, oh God, in the name of Jesus, God. Deliver them from all types of bondages, oh God. Deliver them, oh God, even those who are stuck in cycles, oh God. Deliver them out of cyclic behavior, Father. Deliver them now, Father, in the name of Jesus. You can do anything, oh God. So, God, right now, in the name of Jesus, deliver your people, oh God. So much wickedness, God, has befallen across the land, oh God, but you can destroy the hand of the enemy, oh God. So, in the name of Jesus, oh God, we pray for those, oh God, who are heavily medicated for their minds, oh God. We pray that you would deliver them, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh
oh God. Deliver them from the spirit of pharmakia, oh God. Deliver them from all sexual perversion, oh God. Deliver them from all types of bondages, oh God. Deliver them from witchcraft, oh God. Deliver them, Father, in the name of Jesus, oh God, and breathe new life upon them, oh God. Breathe life that would sustain them and keep them, Father, in the name of Jesus. We believe that it is already done, oh God, and we say thank you, oh God, for those who have been healed, oh God. We say thank you, oh God, for those that you have set free, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. We pray and we honor you, God. Amen.
Amen. We thank God for Pastor Wilson for praying for your infirmity. And we know even now that you have been healed by the power of God. Word of God says, faith comes by hearing, hearing by the word of God. We send, you have already sent the word of healing. All you need to do is receive it by faith. And we just thank God. We thank God for the invitation that was given by Ms. Helen Hooper. And we thank God for the prayer of infirmity, the prayer of sickness by Jesus Christ, that we are healed. We just want to take this opportunity to thank the winning of God. God that got a call to be on the front line, to the forefront, to make a difference this day for such a time as this. We give honor. We thank God for the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. We would like to thank God for Miss Helen Hooper, Evangelist Gerald Dean Spencer, Pastor Gladys Sampson, and Pastor Mary Wilson. And we would like to take this opportunity to invite you, our radio broadcasting audience, to join us on this same station next Saturday, that you could be able to hear the word of God through a breakthrough broadcast. Don't forget to tune in on Monday at 5 o'clock. This will be another time that God will give you a time where that you may be going through a crossroad in your life. There we have professional Christian counselors who specialize in premarital counseling, marriage counseling, family issues, anger, rage, abuse, and neglect. So by the same means that you tune in on today, you're welcome to tune in on Monday. Again, on Wednesday and Friday of every week at 9 a.m. on the morning, get up with the Word of God, Hour of Power. It will be yours truly, Dr. Mary McCoy, will be speaking the adulterated, uncompromising Word of God to you. God is doing great and mighty things. Think about the power of God. It is the power of God is so powerful. He is the healer. He is the deliverer. If you want more of God, tune in at 9 o'clock on Wednesday and on Friday morning at 9 a.m. We want you to know that we're so appreciative to all of you out there in the audience that have tuned in on today. We love you. Our prayer will continually be with you, not just doing this broadcast, but we will be praying for you, and may the blessing of God be upon you. May he touch you from the crown of your head to the sole of your feet. May the Lord bless you continually to bless you. Whatever need that you may need, God, to move in your life, just know that he is able. This is Dr. Mary McCoy from the Breakthrough Broadcast and the Breakthrough Panel. God bless you.